Good day, ladies and gents. You are listening to Recovery 101 Masterpiece Radio. This program is based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more so like having a coffee and chatting about various crap afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. That's right, folks. Another show is here brimming over with recovery. So remember, we used to suffer from insanity, but now we do so enjoy it. So please, sit back, relax, partake, and thank you so much for your support, likes, and comments at recovery101.net. It's listeners like you that keep us in the garage and off the blues.
Thank you to Lori Faith for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA and AOA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLA, AC, RRR, MMDRA, HA, or any of them there, guys.
Or any of the Anons.
We don't even speak for the Anons. Isn't it funny? We used to kind of speak for the Anons.
We did?
When we were drinking.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, we could then. We were qualified.
Yeah, we do all the directing for the Anons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome.
Nice.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Well, I just came off of a, you know, 7 hours selling binge.
I just came off of 7 hours of watching football.
Or actually, 8, 9.
Hooday!
Yeah.
How are the Titans doing?
What Titans?
Huh?
What Titans?
What Titans?
Tennessee Titans.
They won.
Gone. Aren't they gone?
They won.
They won, really?
What do you mean they're gone?
What's their record? Last I heard, they did horribly. Even though they are the official team of Recovery 101, I heard they were kind of...
No, they got a new quarterback.
Oh. Bengals are 5-0.
That's
Bengals
what I heard.
Are 5-0.
Who?
The Bengals are 5-0.
Is Green Bay 5-0?
Good question.
They did... When I went and saw them, they did well. Welcome to Recovery 101 Sports Wrap-Up. That's right, it's a sports wrap-up.
Oh, no, Tennessee lost by one today.
Oh,
they were winning the whole game till the end when they lost.
Oh, like the Dodgers.
Yeah, it's like sports wrap-up. They were winning the whole day until the end when they lost. So
I was telling Mark.
That's like, I had a really good day until it sucked.
Until it sucked.
I was telling Mark, I was having the most ridiculous argument with my mom. You know, when I'm out in Wrigley Field, there's this huge celebration. Cubs have made it to the playoffs. They got the wild card spot. And my mom's like, no, they didn't make the playoffs. And I'm like, they did. She goes, well, they just did yesterday. And I'm like, they did back in September because they were celebrating it when I was in Wrigley Field. No, they were celebrating them going to the wild card. I'm like, the wild card is the playoffs.
Well, perhaps...
It's round one of the playoffs.
Perhaps she's looking at the dates of things that people have posted because she was looking at stuff on Facebook on Mary's Aunt Mary's account.
She said that she heard it on the news. And her and Aunt Mary and Uncle Jerry all watched it on the news.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, Mark?
Right.
Playoffs?
Playoffs!
Wild card.
Playoffs!
Wild card's first round of the playoffs.
Wild card's first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, because you know why you know?
Huh.
Because they play 162 games in the regular season. Anything after that?
Is the playoffs.
Is the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. So it wasn't important enough. I said, I'm not going to argue with you anymore on this.
You don't bother.
She kept texting me. She goes, why did you call me to tell you I was wrong? I'm like, Mom, you called me. I'm like, I didn't call you. You called me and started talking about it. I didn't call you.
One of those conversations with Mom.
She goes, well, what about last time? I go, last time you texted me and told me I was wrong. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't start any of these conversations. I only brought up when you said they finally made it to the playoffs. I said, well, they were celebrating that when I was in Chicago.
Yeah, well, Dodgers are 1-1 and everything else is going on in the playoffs, too. The Cubs are 1-1.
Yeah, who cares? So, Shelley, what have you been doing?
Filing my nails.
The rest of the day.
Oh.
Or week. Or
church,
whatever.
Housework. Yeah.
How far are you into the book?
197 pages.
Whoop, whoop. How about the second book?
What?
How about the second book?
I'm still on only like 20 pages.
Okay.
I had to stop writing that one because I realized... once again, I knew this, but it wasn't like it was a surprise or anything, but fiction requires research. And I got to a point and I realized that I didn't know something and I had to go and start looking it up. And then it's like fixing plumbing in an old house. Once you think of, you figure out one thing, then it leads to another and another. And
just make it up.
You need any help researching?
Can't make it up.
I'm really good at researching stuff. You know that.
Not at this point.
You let me know, because you know.
Yes,
I can,
I'll let you know.
I can research like a mofo. You already have all that information by now. You know what that means.
What's this mean, Bruce?
Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. I need a cookie.
We don't have any cookies.
I know we don't have any cookies.
We don't
just
have any cookies?
Because we don't have any cookies doesn't mean I don't need a cookie.
Well, too bad for you.
You want me to go get cookies while Shelly does the news? Why don't you and I go get cookies? Shelly can do the news.
Oh, okay.
We'll be back by the time she's done.
Right. We have shout-outs to Bill, Dan, Georgette. Dan again? I wonder if we have two Dans, because I just took it from the list. Bill, Dan, Georgette, Dan, Alexandria, Carol, Randy, Damon, Natalie, Phil K, Elizabeth, Neil, Brian, Fran, Robert, and Cheryl.
I didn't get a shout-out.
No.
You're already here. Okay, Mark.
Okay.
You sent in busy news?
He sent in two.
She never shouts me out when I... She doesn't even want... Don't mind to shout me out if I get all the busy news.
We're already here.
Yeah.
So?
But you gave me shout-outs in the past.
Yeah.
Only because...
That's why I took the time to do it.
So he could have a shout-out.
Okay, shout-out to Mark, but that's not who this story is.
Too late.
Neil sent this story in.
I feel so unappreciated.
I'm going to find pictures of this because this would make, I don't know exactly what I would write on it, but this pictures of this would make an amazing meme. Apparently, this is a thing in Switzerland every year about this time. There are several communities that have something called the Alp Abfart.
The what?
Alp, like Swiss Alps.
Yes.
The Alp Abfart.
Abfart.
Abfart. That's what it's called. That's how it's pronounced. It's in Switzerland, obviously. It is a celebration of the cows coming down from the high pasture. Villages in that area put on little fairs and plays and things, and you can buy, produce and local cheeses and listen to alpine music, which I'm sure involves a lot of yodeling.
Can you buy cows?
No, you cannot buy cows. But the main focus of the event is to watch the cows coming down from the pasture wearing hats that were made from traditional items, like...
Was this invented by drunk guys?
I don't know, but
had
they are wearing hats.
Had to be.
The hats will be made from, local things like flowers and, braided reeds and stuff. They will also have pieces of milking stools on them.
Wait. I just thought of something really scary.
What?
Is this in Switzerland?
Yes.
Is this like Switzerland's version of Match.com? You're going to dress up the cows and bring them down the hill?
I think this is a version of, Burning Man.
Is this their version of Oktoberfest?
Yes. The events are apparently very popular and draw lots of tourists.
Of course they are. It's an excuse to drink.
I had never heard of this, but now that I've heard of it, I really want to go. I don't know why.
You want to see cows and
hats? I want to see cows in hats.
We can do that, Chino.
They start doing cows and pantyhose. I'm opting out right now. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, okay. Mark sent this one in.
Yay! Shout out to Mark.
Another listener.
Who's Mark?
Another.
Mark
I don't know.
Shout out.
Another listener also sent this in, but I'm crediting Mark because his the story I read first.
Shout out, Mark.
I was on it quick.
I'm giving you like seven shout outs, Mark.
Thanks,
okay, shut up.
To make up for Shelley's lack of shout outs.
In Chester County, Pennsylvania, Jessica Lynn Riffey.
Is there a cat?
Three names.
Yes, 34 years old. She has been arrested and charged with, many, many things.
There weren't enough things to charge her
There weren't enough things. She's been charged with endangering the welfare of children, corruption of minors, drug delivery, and just says, because there are too many, related offenses.
There are too many, we must sum up.
Injected her own daughter, 14 years old, and her friend, who was 16, a young boy, with heroin.
Idiot.
And this is apparently not the first time that she's done that. She also taught them to snort heroin. And these drugs were supplied by her boyfriend.
There's a water issue here.
It's a family affair.
Yeah.
No water issue. We need to eliminate these guys and free up some more water for California.
There's a water issue.
Yeah. She's the unnecessary, superfluous human today, I think.
I wonder the first time she and her boyfriend up on the in their separate prisons out on the grounds. What are you in for? Shot my daughter and her friend up with heroin. Wonder how that gets, like, treated.
Wonder how that goes over.
Goes over about, like, child abuse.
You know what's weird,
she's
too?
Not going to live long.
In prison, you get these guys that get all head up over these things, and it's like there's this weird moral, like, ultra-moral code. Once you're in the pen, it's like you got this weird ultra-moral, oh, you shot him up with heroin? Oh, you bastard. It's like, out on the street, they'd be like, can I be next?
Yeah. I cut their heads off. Oh, okay. You shot them up with heroin? You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You killed 11 people? Ooh, you're a badass.
Yeah, okay.
Two of them were kids? Oh, you're toast.
That's right.
Elizabeth sent this. By the way, this is going to be the news by Elizabeth, because she sent in like 6 stories, and they were pretty good, so.
All right.
Yeah, she's on it today.
She's on a roll.
She sent this story, and you know, Bruce, I don't know if Mark has seen it, but Bruce may have seen this picture. This happened in Eastern Europe, and the picture doesn't identify. There was a story attached to it, but it doesn't identify exactly where it happened. Apparently, an Eastern European woman was doing her hair one day and somehow managed to confuse expanding builder's foam with her
with
hair
mousse. Oh, yeah. I saw this.
I missed this.
It looked like she had construction in her hair.
Yes.
I mean.
And I'm wondering, what I want to know is how she got the bits of leaves and sticks and things stuck in there.
She's got to be bald now, I would think.
Well, they'd have to shave her head.
Well, once something blows into her, it doesn't go away.
That's true. If she went outside to get in her car to go to the hospital, that's true.
They'd have to shave her head. There's no way to save
it
that.
She looked like a Dr. Seuss character. It was the most amazing picture.
It was like 3 feet across. It was huge.
She must normally grab a can of mousse and just go and like completely helmetize her head, which I can totally relate to because I did that for a long time. And it was expanding mousse, so it, you know, because
it's a big hat.
Yeah,
it expanded.
It's used to fill in cracks in construction and stuff, and it just kept expanding. And it's a picture of the poor woman sitting in the emergency room waiting, and she could barely hold her head up. She's got this gigantic thing.
Hold your head up.
I thought this was going to be the picture. Someone sent it to my friend. My friend works in the aerospace industry, and he has a friend in the Soviet Union somewhere who sent him this picture. Oh, my God, it's got Putin, and Putin is looking pretty buff, which for his age, Putin is kind of buff.
Yeah, he is.
And in this picture, which is a painting, but it's very well done, Putin is, like, you know, making this bicep muscle, and he has Obama sitting on his lap looking like a little kid looking over at the muscle and wanting to touch it. And I'm like, oh, my God. He goes, right? He goes, this guy is grilling me every day.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because they got Putin, and we got our sissy Mary.
No.
Okay. Pulling back away from the politics here.
Well,
that wasn't politics. It was just a physical.
Was a meme. It was a meme.
It was a physical observation.
So.
Why, are you saying I implied Sissy Mary implies to the way he handles things politically?
I wouldn't
do that on this show, Shelley.
Yes, you would.
You've made a directive.
We've had mail from people who say that you're too political.
We haven't talked about politics on this show in a year.
I know. That's because of me.
I know it
because
is.
Because I put my foot down.
And the mail doesn't come from people who don't like us talking about politics. It comes from people who don't like the side of politics we talk about.
Yeah. If we talk about politics and we're mentioning a differing viewpoint, it would be great.
Yeah. Like what an idiot Sarah Palin is?
Yeah, if we said Sarah Palin's an idiot, that would be...
See, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
with
I'm fine with that,
I'm
too.
All right. Elizabeth sent this one in. This is in New York.
It's unfair and balanced.
State Assemblyman Steve Katz.
Steve Katz?
He's a Republican Assemblyman. He opposed the medical marijuana legislation in New York and voted on the side to not legalize it, voted against it. And he has been very outspoken in his opposition to marijuana.
Who is that?
Steve Katz.
Steve Katz.
And what is Steve Katz?
He's our rep.
Republican Assemblyman.
Assemblyman.
Didn't I just say all this?
Yes, you
probably did.
You opened with that.
At any rate, and you can see the train coming. He was pulled over for speeding and was ultimately arrested for having a bag of marijuana in his car.
He was bringing it into the assembly room for evidence.
Yes, clearly. Or
that's what I would have said.
Wow, immediately.
Or, you know, like all those preachers that are like totally against porn and then you find out they've got it on their computers. Well, I have to know what I'm against before I, you know, can say I'm against it.
Whoa. I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
What?
I know if there's a politician from another country in our country and they get caught doing something, they call diplomatic immunity. You can't call diplomatic immunity in your own country?
No.
No.
But if I'm from Russia, I could come in here and... If I'm from Afghanistan, I can come in here with a bunch of heroin and they catch me with it and they just give it back to me and send me back to the consulate?
No, they throw you out.
No. But I get to take my heroin with me.
Not really.
No?
No.
You just don't get prosecuted.
They throw your ass out.
That's pretty good. So no. You can bring over poundage, and if you, as long as you don't get caught, the worst you can do is get deported. That ain't bad.
Now, he said that this... Katz was quoted as saying this was merely an unfortunate incident. And this should not, I'm quoting here, this should not overshadow the work I've done over the years for the public and my constituency.
That's right. See, I vote the way I believe, whether I do it or not.
Or not,
myself.
Yes. Do as I say, not as I do.
What are you going to believe? Your own eyes or what I told you?
What I'm wondering here is, he was pulled over for speeding. So is he actually smoking that marijuana? Because he was going 85 in a 65 zone.
Nobody smoking marijuana drives 85 miles an hour anywhere.
Do you remember when we did the story about wherever it was, the Mayo Clinic that did a study that said people on weed drive safer?
Yep.
Because they don't go anywhere.
Because they drive slower. And even though the reaction time is slightly slowed, the amount of speed they're driving slower seems to overcompensate for that.
Yes.
Okay, another Elizabeth story. This happened in Cambodia, actually. I don't know how to pronounce that. 21 years old. Has been arrested, but she's actually still in the hospital because she was jilted by her boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Bastard.
And then they were
trying
to become friends, but actually she was just talking because she wanted to get on the back of his motorcycle and dump a bottle of acid over his head.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Wait.
Wait, that'll blow back into you.
Yeah, I was
exactly,
just
thinking which
that.
Is why she's in the hospital.
I was just thinking
that. Dumb criminal of the week.
What
now, he
idiot.
Did suffer some minor injuries because...
Probably not as
she
much
took
as
the
her.
Brunt of it, though.
But she took the brunt of it all over her face. And she is now in the hospital.
Justice served.
You'd think
next
during
case.
Your conversation with the guy, you could just splash him with it.
Yeah.
In the nice indoor room where there's no wind.
Yeah.
Coming back at your face.
Well, what I don't get here is, you know, I'm reading this story, and it says at the bottom of the story, it talks about how acid attacks have become increasingly common in Cambodia, and it's a serious public health threat. I'm like, who the heck is selling bottles of acid?
I got a question for you. How does she win no matter what goes on?
Yeah.
If you pour the acid on him while he's driving the motorcycle with you on the back of it.
Yeah, you're going
to die.
They
did crash. They did crash.
Okay. On top of the fact that she took the brunt of it.
Yes.
Now, and let me ask you, because now that you mention it, I'm not sure, but aren't there a variety of places that you can buy acid?
Yeah, like any pool company.
Well, yeah, but
Know.
Maybe it's because...
Can you buy, like, hydrochloric acid in, like, a pool store?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because
sulfuric acid?
Maybe it's because I don't think that way. That it...
You don't think scientifically?
Wouldn't occur to me to figure out where to buy it. And
no,
it's
Bruce.
Apparently a very common thing in Cambodia.
Well, it's funny, because when I was in junior high school and we needed to get acid, I can't remember where we got it, but we got it somewhere to use for experiments for school.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
wasn't
then
I
I'm
felt
just
like
lame.
Burning someone up with it, but it was
because they used to give us weird crap that we could do in school.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I love this one. Elizabeth sent this one in, too. Like I said, it's the news by Elizabeth. And one Neil and one Mark. In Ohio, on Friday, 22-year-old man called the police on himself because he was too high on weed. I don't know what kind of weed he was smoking.
That's good. That's a public service.
But he called the police, and when they arrived at the door, his grandfather, I guess he lives with his grandfather, opened the door, pointed to his bedroom. Apparently, he has not left his bedroom in a long time. The police found him... partially clad, in the fetal position on the floor, groaning, and surrounded by empty bags of Doritos, Chips Ahoy, and Goldfish crackers.
Oh, he was sick.
So what I'm guessing is not that he was too high, but that he was full of crap and needed to puke.
Oh.
So, but, you know, Ohio is not a medical or recreational marijuana state, so he's going to go to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the marijuana cliche ever.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Doesn't leave his room, half naked, surrounded by Dorito bags.
Yeah. The only thing missing is Gilligan's Island reruns on the TV.
Yeah, the story didn't say what he was watching at the time.
You know what, though? See, that so doesn't fit anymore. It'd be something like Friends reruns.
Yeah. Oh, well, unless you were watching Nick at Night.
No, but, I mean, the normal person these days would be watching something that was a lot more recent.
The Simpsons.
Oh.
The Simpsons
those
reruns.
Those poor people.
Oh.
Remember what that's from?
Yes, Galaxy Quest. Oh, those poor people. Well, let me find my shoe. Help me find my shoes. Oh, they can't see
that.
Yeah,
I was going to say
that doesn't
translate
well on
radio.
Never mind. Okay, and finally, this in from Elizabeth. The Indiana State Trooper's Office, or what do they call it? Police Association. They're facing criticism because one of their officers pulled over a motorist and she started recording what the officer was saying to her because she felt it was abusive. Stephanie Foltz was pulled over. It doesn't say for what. It was a traffic stop.
So she collected evidence on herself?
No, actually she didn't. She was found not to have any evidence of any kind. She has bad teeth. The police officer said, "When did you start smoking meth?" She replied that she had never smoked meth. And the trooper said, "Okay, then what happened to your teeth?"
Yeah.
And she said that the dental problems were related to her two pregnancies. And the officer said he didn't believe her. She was issued a speeding ticket for driving 73 in a 60-mile-per-hour zone.
Okay.
No word yet on whether or not this was some sort of abuse or anything like that. Apparently, the conversation was a lot longer than that. And she could not convince the officer that she wasn't doing meth, but apparently there was not a search turned up, nothing. I mean,
did he arrest her for doing meth?
Well, I actually looked it up, and one out of every four women that have more than one pregnancy actually can have severe dental problems.
So what's the problem?
I didn't know that. Apparently he didn't either, and then he was getting verbally abusive with her, which she claims.
So what's the problem?
What do you mean, what's the problem?
Why is it newsworthy?
Cop gave somebody a hard time. That's like news.
Suing? Well, it's always news now.
She's suing for what?
Well,
her feelings got hurt?
Well, seriously, you
first
cannot
degree
have
or
people
second
in
degree
a position of authority that are going to be abusive.
Was it first degree or second degree my feelings got hurt?
27th degree.
Was it misdemeanor my feelings got hurt or felony my feelings got hurt?
Felony.
Christ. That makes a difference.
Okay, well, never. You know what, then? I'm never going to put any more stories about things like that that happened. Forget it forever.
She's not pissed that he told her how ugly she was, is he?
She felt attacked.
Somebody needs to show her what attacked is. What's her husband doing?
I don't know. It didn't say in the story.
Eating
no, I'm feeling attacked.
Watching the festivities. Yes.
Waiting to get
okay,
a check.
That is the end of the boozy news.
Fortunately, we could just keep going if we'd like to.
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress too. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Shelly doesn't want to play.
Come on, Shelly. She's going to do it again. She's going to do it again at Christmas time. She's going to say Merry effing Christmas.
She's just too hot right now. What the heck happened with the weather? It was so great a week ago.
It's October. What are you expecting?
It was rainy and cool.
Yeah, it's October.
Indian summer.
Yeah.
Goes back and forth. And it always ends up being really, really hot at some point in October, at least once. And people are like, what happened to fall? No. We don't have a fall in California. People, get over it.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
It starts like in November.
No. No, we don't have a fall.
We have seasons.
No, we don't. We have hot, we have wet, we have fire. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, an earthquake.
That's three seasons.
Earthquake. We have four seasons.
That's four seasons. We have four seasons.
Yeah, we're good.
And we actually haven't had wet for a while.
My cousin and my aunt went back to South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. I saw some video on there where people's houses, man, the water line was like on the second floor way up the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good. So, Shelly, we have a topic.
Which one are we doing in this show? Oh, good enough? Is that good enough?
You tell me.
I don't know if it's good enough for you, then fine.
It's good enough for me.
It's good enough for me.
Who's the lead out music? So, Shelly, how are we going to approach this topic?
I don't know. It wasn't my topic.
It's our topic.
Yeah, I thought it was the whole group's
topic. We take ownership for things around here.
You can take ownership of things. I claim no responsibility for this train wreck.
You're going to be one of the best shows ever, and you're going to claim no responsibility. Mark and I will bask in the glory that is Recovery 101.
That's right.
You get down with your bad selves.
We'll be basking away.
Basking.
Like lizards.
I still got to go to that Basque restaurant.
Dude, you haven't gone there yet?
No, and I have stuff for there.
That is just a good meal.
Okay, got to do it. Went to Matt Denny's, though.
I'll pick you up. No, the Basque restaurant's the best.
All right, so yeah. How do we want to approach this? Good enough.
The continuing saga of today's sobriety. I mean, it's like everybody seems to, new people that come in just seem to be satisfied with they're doing good enough to get by. You know, I don't get loaded nearly as often as I used to, so I feel better. That's good enough. I came in. I finished my steps. Went out a little bit. Came back. It's good enough.
Good enough if you make it back.
Most of them do now. They go out. They come back. It's a revolving door.
Some. I mean, a lot. Yeah. But, you know, it's always funny to me because I look at all the people I've known that I've seen in meetings that I don't see anymore. I really wonder what percentage of those people are dead. Because I used to hang around the 502 Club a lot. There was a lot of people from the 502 Club that ended up dead. I mean, there were four or five that ended up dead at the 502 Club or in the parking lot. And it's like, I'm always wondering, I'm like, those are people that were still kind of cursorily hanging around.
Yeah.
I always wonder, of all the people that disappear from meetings and you never see them again, how many of those guys are dead? Because, man.
They were dying when they got there.
They may have completed the task.
Yes.
So, Shelly, do you have any sponsors that think this such and such is good enough or this is good enough? Or
right now, no.
No, you don't think your sponsee's thinking she's doing well enough?
I have two that are actively working on steps.
Are they working good enough?
Well, they're doing a good job. I don't mean it in the good enough in the purgative sense. I have one that's constantly reexamining everything that she's done before and moving forward, and the other one that's on. It's going to be starting step four next week. And I've only had her for 2 weeks, so she's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, the one that's examining her things from the past,
not her, not things from the past, but rereading to make sure there are no more points of discovery. You know, it says more will be revealed.
Oh.
That sort of thing.
More will always be revealed.
Is this the one who's right. back with her ex?
She's not back with her ex.
Really?
Really.
Oh. Okay.
Unless you guys know something I don't know.
I've just seen pictures of them in bed together is all that I told you.
When did that become a thing?
What?
What?
Posting bedroom selfies?
Bedroom selfies?
I don't know.
What the hell?
I got one of those from one of your ex-sponsees, too. Remember?
Oh. Yeah, what the hell?
Actually, the funny thing was I get a text message.
Uh-huh.
Or actually, it's a Snapchat. Mm-hmm. I get it. There is a strange-looking nipple in the picture. And for some reason, I don't know, it must have just been the lighting, kind of ashen looking. And I'm like, and this is from a girl. I'm like, what is that? And it backs out, and it's this other guy I know. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, ooh, where'd you take that from? Whoa. You know what? More power to him. I hope everything works out well. Yeah. However that's working out.
I want people to be happy.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm not a relationship counselor.
It's good enough.
It's good enough.
Now, is there a time when, because kind of the way it was kind of caged at the beginning, there's certainly a time when good enough's not good enough. But certain people think it's good enough.
Yeah.
Like me, I think that you have to completely quit getting loaded and this and that. And I mean, you need to stop all that stuff to have it be good enough.
Yeah.
And then you got people who are like, they're still doing this, they're still doing that, they're doing this, they're doing that, and that's good enough. I'm like, that's not good enough.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why I'm not going to see you here in 25 years with 25 years sober, because you're never going to get anything like that. And one of these go out, you might not make it back.
That's why the three of us are still sitting here, and all the peanut gallery chairs seem to be empty.
Well, to give three of them the benefit of the doubt, they are new parents.
Three of them?
Wow, that's an interesting relationship.
Well, okay, two are a couple, and then the other one.
Okay, we'll give him some slack.
I'm missing who the third person is.
Oh, my guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the baby's like 4 months old now. Enough, that's not a new parent anymore.
Yeah, that baby's about to start walking.
Kid, he's got that kid on Craigslist looking for work.
Yeah, no, the first year is always a bit intensive.
Oh, but it's good enough.
He's doing really good. Happy birthday, Patrick, by the way.
Happy birthday, Patrick.
2 years today. Yep.
That's awesome.
And that boy's earned it.
And you know what? And I got to tell you, here again, when we're talking about people that do things good enough or not good enough. Whenever you think someone is not going to make it, they're the guys that make it. I was in a meeting the other night. I was talking about this guy that we have in the meeting. He's gone out a number of times in the last few months.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. I look across the meeting room. He's one of the guys that's still there. He's gone in and out a bunch of times. He keeps saying, I'm screwing up. I'm doing this wrong. I'm doing this. But he's there. And he's got a commitment for, like, literature. And he's still showing up and doing it. And then all the guys that you're pretty sure are going to make it, one of them who had 3 years who ran the meeting went out. You know, and I'm like, what the heck?
Well,
not doing it good enough, I guess.
And, well, and the thing I like about the particular person that you're talking about, the thing that encourages me, is that every time he screws up and he comes back, he has never said it's good enough, that he's doing good enough. That things, he is always trying to figure out what the heck is wrong with him. And he's finally, actually, we're hearing a lot more honesty from him than before. Mm-hmm. So, maybe. But, you know, I have to ask, this all begs the question. Who are we to judge what's good enough?
We're us.
We don't get to make that decision for other people.
Bruce is the benchmark.
Oh, God. We're all screwed.
He's the gold standard.
Oh, man. We're going to hell in a handcart.
Shelly, you didn't think we were going to hell before this?
Well, not quite as quickly.
Well, and let me throw this out there.
We're on a patch of ice skin downhill now.
If I'm floating my opinion about somebody else is good enough. I'm not allowed to float my opinion?
You can if you want to, but you can't expect anybody.
I have to.
You can't expect anybody else to listen to it. Just because you have an opinion doesn't mean everybody else needs to hear it.
If we didn't have valued opinions, we'd have nothing. The show would be 30 minutes of nothing.
Well, actually, when I give my opinion on the show, everyone's kind of, forced to listen to it, yeah.
Okay, on the show, sure, but we're talking about IRL.
We're talking about it on the show?
IRL, in real life.
In real life?
Oh.
Yeah, but normally I wouldn't tell people that in real life. Well, actually, that's not necessarily
true. That's not true.
That's not necessarily true.
Told a bunch of people that.
Well, and you know what? Who are we to be judge and jury? I have sponsored numerous people. No, someone's trying to call me. I have sponsored numerous people, of which I have made all kinds of assessments and quotes and directions to about whether I think they're doing good enough.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should have been a psychiatrist or something, because when situations like this that come up, well, is that good enough? My response is, how do you feel? Do you feel comfortable with this? And invariably the response is, well, there are some things I want to blah, blah, blah. And then they...
What if that's not the response? What if they say, yeah, I think it's great. And you look at it and you go, I think that's horrible. And you're their sponsor. You're not going to say anything?
I would. I'd say, well, we'll probably be revisiting this soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if you don't get this right next time around.
I can only show what someone is willing to look at.
Yeah. That's true.
And
more will be revealed.
I can't get inside somebody's head and say that they're not comfortable with something if they tell me, I think I've got this one. Let's go on to the next step, even if I'm not sure. Especially with the first three steps, especially when you get into step two and three, I have no idea what that person's level of commitment to their higher power is.
That's true, because I was going to say everything after four, you should have a really good idea.
Yeah, but
everything after four, you should have a pretty good idea what they're comfortable with and not. You know everything about them.
If they weren't comfortable with what they'd done, if it wasn't good enough on two and three, you'll find out about it by five and six, seven. I mean,
they'll be loaded by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, we just go through the steps. We read the book. We do the next right indicated thing. And if they say they're comfortable, then, it's not my place to judge that they're not.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So how about you, Mark? You got sponsees that say, I think this is good enough. And you look at them and say, I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, they go do this thing, and it's like,
especially if it's in danger of them possibly gonna get loaded over something.
Well, yeah, and right now I don't have any of those. Everybody's doing well,
but you have,
yeah.
In the past.
I have recently. One guy did, and he's doing great right now. But he had his moments a few weeks back.
Yeah,
he got back on track, and
everything's
good. Yeah, so mm-hmm. But yeah, you try to warn them about the issues and the signs and
you know what? It's like I was saying earlier, the guy that you were talking about, a guy that you sponsor, had his issues. You know what? He may be the classic example of the guy that F's up a bunch of times where people start to write him off, and then all of a sudden he does well.
Yeah.
I got written off by many people, and here I'm sitting with a lot of time now. But that was never guaranteed. People would look at me and go, no, dude. But you know what the weird thing was? When it was me, I never really thought I was doing good enough. I really didn't. I mean, I was setting myself up to get loaded every time.
Yeah, you knew you weren't.
Purposely not doing everything good enough.
Yeah, I second guess myself a lot, but I've got 47,000 notebooks worth of writing and meetings with my sponsor because I constantly second guess myself and didn't think it was good enough, especially when I got to step 11. That one took forever.
Prayer and meditation?
Really?
Because meditation equals nap. I just couldn't quite get that one.
Let's walk through meditation. Meditation is always done perfectly.
No matter how it's done?
Because if I have really turned my will and life over to the care of God, and God runs the show, and I go to meditate, I go to sleep, it was God's will that I went to sleep. It was absolutely the way it was supposed to be done.
But it took me a long time because guess what? That wasn't good enough for me.
You couldn't accept that?
That wasn't good enough for me.
It was about acceptance for you.
No, I wanted a higher, a better connection with my higher power.
You had one.
Nothing, snoozing. That's what happened.
But nothing happens on God's green earth that's not God's will. Matter of fact, that is from Dr. Bob's section of acceptance.
Yeah, let's not morph into that topic. Trust me. You don't want to go there, Mark.
He does. Actually, he really does. But
it's all
we
about
don't
acceptance.
Have, we're not going to have time to do that now.
Because we got to go to acceptance or borrowing trouble.
No, it's a my God's better than your God thing.
Oh.
I have a God that truly can do everything.
My God has a great sense of humor.
Mine does as well.
My God could do 3 nights at the Improv, no sweat. How about yours, Shelley?
I'm not going to talk about my higher power right now.
Okay.
Because we will end up, I'm telling you, this will end up being a 2-hour show.
Well,
and it's
great.
Not time for that. It's time for something else now.
Okay, well, we'll do that next show.
No, we have to do step 2 and next
time.
We'll
do step 2 next time. Nobody knows, nobody knows when we do these things.
Yeah, we haven't even put up step 1 yet, so how would they know?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
They're not waiting for it.
We'll do 2 and 4 next week.
They'll never know.
Nobody will know. They'll hear step 2 before they hear this show. They'll go, what are they talking about? They just did step 2.
Yeah. That's true.
I know.
By the time they hear this show, they would have already heard those.
We can put these up in whatever order we want.
I know, but we don't actually have another show on the desktop. This one is going up next.
No, we got step 3.
We can't put the steps up out of order.
Before step 2 and 1.
Because.
Do them in the order you want.
Do only the steps you like, exactly the order you choose. Is that
1-800 sponsor? Do only the work, only the steps you want, the order you choose.
And Mark's over here taking Serenitol.
We can have other people that can ghostwrite your inventory for you.
That's right. We'll just excuse it for $50
you know
bucks
because it's good enough. That's
good enough.
That's not good enough.
What
See?
If I answer,
now look?
What
now
if my
Shelley
answer to
judged.
A guy was wait? What if my answer to a guy was, I think you're probably going to be loaded in a year anyway, so let's not go to all this trouble.
Why would you say that?
Why not? Odds are with me.
Because like 70% of the time.
Odds are with me.
No, higher. 90% of the time it's going to be true.
Because 70% of the time that happens every time.
Well, that doesn't even
that
make
was,
sense.
Wait.
I just threw Shelley into a spin.
Yogi Berra?
No. You didn't even see the movie. Ron Burgundy, Anchorman.
Oh, no. Then he took that. From somebody else, because I've heard that, and I've never seen that movie. And I've heard that. No.
No, Yogi Berra said 90% of the game is half mental.
That's right. Never mind. Okay. Well, I knew it had a percentage in there.
Don't throw out a sports quote.
Let me help you
Mark.
With Berra-isms.
Okay. Thank you.
Nobody goes to that restaurant anymore. It's too crowded.
Yes.
You know what? I thought that was good enough. Thought it was. So, Shelley, what are your final words on good enough? Here she's like, let's move on to something else. I do.
Okay, go to Mark.
Mark, what are your final words on good enough?
If your head hits the pillow at the end of the day and you're still clean and sober, it was good enough.
Shelley?
That was good enough, Mark. Thanks.
What I would say is if the things you're doing are not good enough, you'll probably find out pretty quick.
Yes.
Shelley? Who's our friend in the Inland Empire?
That would be the 12stepgazette.com/IE. If you go to that website, you can read their fine Southern California publication and whatnot. You can probably also contact them to get a few copies to take to the recovery facility of your choice.
And there you go. Mark, we have people that listen.
We do, and we appreciate that very much. And however you find the show, listen to the show, get the show, we ask that you go to our site at recovery101.net. Do we still have last30days.com?
I think so.
Okay. Recovery101.rocks?
I think so.
Okay.
We should probably stick with the recovery101.net, yeah, though, because some of those things are going to come up pretty soon, and we don't actually own those.
Yeah, I know. Somebody gave them to us. So anyway, that will take you right to our Podomatic site. We ask that you go on up. If you're not yet a member, please become a member of Podomatic. It is free.
And fun.
Once you become a member, you can go up and you can like shows. You can comment. If you by chance have something you'd like us to speak about, feel free to let us know that in the comment section, and we'll make a topic out of it. And you can add us playlists for all your party needs.
Awesome. If you are Facebook friendly, it's real easy to join Podomatic. You just click join with Facebook or log in with Facebook. It'll do it toot sweet, and they don't spam your Facebook page. We also have a Recovery 101 radio show fan page on Facebook. You can like that. There's also, of course, the Recovery 101 radio secret group. Now, you're not going to find that one if you look for it. Because that's for people that want to talk about stuff and talk about with people on the program and people that you hear about on the program. They're all in this room. And you, if you'd like to be on that, you can message Shelley Burnett. You can message Bill Piper. You can go on the Recovery 101 radio show fan page and request it there. And we will add you to the group, Toot Sweet. We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send topic suggestions and quotes and jingles and all that stuff to that email address. And let's see. We have videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
Who are we going to listen to for the lead-up music?
Oh, yeah. Who are we going to listen to for the lead-up music?
The Evangenitals.
The Evangenitals. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.